All of us have decisions to make. Life is full of crossroads, and we need divine direction. Which way do I go? Join us as we study God's Word today with Scott Pauling.
Do you know the wonderful thing about just following the Lord's leading in your life is it takes pressure off of you. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to have all the details. Someone said to me when I stepped out into evangelistic work, they said, we guess you have some big plans. And I laughed and I said, really, I have no plans. I don't know what the next step is. I'm just taking the step I know to take. But I've learned this, God has big plans. And you can trust Him and you must obey Him. Those are the lessons we've learned so far in our story in Genesis chapter 24. As an unknown servant by the name of Eleazar is on a mission to find a wife for his master's son. And this is not just any wife and not just any son. We're talking here about Abraham's promised son, Isaac. So this wife, this is a very important piece of the puzzle, a big part in God's plan. But I love the fact that it unfolds one step at a time. Maybe you're looking for a wife, or maybe you're looking for a husband. That's fine. God will lead you. But I want you to know the principles you find in Genesis 24 are not just about finding a wife, it's about finding the will of God. It applies in every circumstance, because the will of God is not about a person or a place or a thing. The will of God is about knowing God and finding His way for your life. We've learned in this way to God's will, first of all, you have to trust completely. Then you have to obey immediately. But let me add to those principles today something that I found in Genesis 24 and verse number 11. Now listen to it carefully. Eleazar's on the way. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Here's the great principle. Are you ready for it? Pray specifically. If you want to know the will of God, you have to trust completely, you have to obey immediately, and you have to pray specifically. I'm afraid so often, even when we do pray, we pray so generically, so generally. Lord bless us, Lord guide us. No, we need to begin praying much more specific prayers. Now, He comes to a place, He comes to a well of water at a certain time. This is the place where He's going to meet with God. It's not just a matter of meeting this woman, it's a matter first of meeting God. You got to get in the place where God can speak to you. You got to get in the place where you can speak to Him. If you want to find the will of God, you've got to stay near God. Don't expect God to speak to you from a distance. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. The old timers used to say you have to get on praying ground. So you got to maintain fellowship with the Lord. Keep the way open. Keep sin out. Stay in a place where you can talk to God. And then, when you talk to God, pray specifically. Now, you know, in a very real sense, prayer in itself is a declaration of dependence on God. Even the fact that we pray says there's one greater than us. There's one who is more able than we are, more wise than we are. But let's get specific about our prayers. Notice, he didn't just pray, God, lead me. He prayed definite things. And then, he expected definite answers. Listen to verse 15. It came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. Don't you know Eleazar's jumping up and down on the inside right now? You see, God has not only brought a beautiful lady to the well, a woman that is eligible to be married, but He has answered a definite prayer request. Eleazar still is trying to discern the will of God in all of this, but it is beginning to take shape now as he prays specifically. Do you know why we don't have specific answers to prayer? We don't get specific answers to prayer because we don't pray specifically. You have not because you what? You ask not. Could I challenge you today to begin to pray more definite prayers and then to expect God to answer those definite prayers? There's a phrase here we read a moment ago in verse 15 that says, before he had done speaking, Rebekah came out. So while he's still praying, I love this thought. Look, God already knows what you're going to ask for. Somebody said, well, then why do we have to ask? Because it's your declaration of dependence on Him. You're agreeing with God. You're confessing your dependence upon the Lord. But God knows what you're going to ask. And even while you're praying it, God can be answering your prayer. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah 65:24, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. Eleazar is a perfect example of that. While he was still speaking, God was sending the answer and showing His will. Do you want to know God's will? Then trust completely, obey immediately, pray specifically. And let me give you one more. Wait patiently. I would think, as soon as he saw this woman fulfilling the very thing he had asked, immediately he would say to her, all right, I came on a mission and you're supposed to marry my master's son. But that's not what he does. In verse 21, the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Let me give you this principle. If you want to know the way to the will of God, not only do you have to trust completely and obey immediately and pray specifically, but you have to wait patiently. Don't jump. No, watch please. He, wondering at her, held his peace. Sometimes one of the best things you can do is just be still and be quiet. You see, God speaks best in quiet places. He will confirm it. He will let you know that you're on the right path. He said, I will know, Lord, whether you've made my journey prosperous or not. Is this your will? My friend, if it's God's will, He will confirm it. He'll give peace that you're on the right path. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. By the way, these two things always go together, praying and waiting, waiting and praying. You see, as you wait upon the Lord, as you commune with Him and talk with Him, God speaks and God confirms His way. And I repeat something that I've said to you previously. In my own life, I think the greatest lesson I've learned about discovering the will of God is that you have to wait on the Lord. You see, God's timing is just as much a part of God's will as the person, the place, or the thing is. Wait upon the Lord today. Keep praying specifically. And expect God to answer your prayer. This, my friends, is the way to the will of God.